An upcoming conference in Cleveland will tackle marine debris, the pieces of plastic that wash up on the river, ocean, or Great Lakes shores. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today explains the problem may take a while to solve.
Marine debris has a deadly effect on wildlife, especially birds.
They can get entangled in fishing line or balloon strings. They also eat plastic because they think it's fish.
That's Jill Bartolotta, an educator with Ohio Sea Grant. She says plastic fibers found in fish flesh recently raised broader concerns among researchers.
There's a lot of research being done right now where researchers around the Great Lakes are going to see how it affects not only the fish, but also humans consuming the fish.
In 2014, the federal government created a plan to increase awareness in communities. It involves workshops to educate teachers, students, and others about marine debris in the Great Lakes region. They also learn how to help through beach cleanups and smarter conservation practices. But Bartolotta says the battle is far from over.
Marine debris is going to be here for a long time. This is a starting point to gather everyone together to begin to collaborate so that we can have a really strong group of people moving forward in the Great Lakes.
The 5-year plan is set to end in 2019. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.